You're listening to The Morning Mix here on RNIB Connect Radio. Now, if you're hungry, then you are in for a real treat because the very scrumptious David Black, our blind chef, is on the line with us now. Hello, David.
Hello there, sister. How are you getting on?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Awesome, so.
Fabulous. Well, I tell you, very impressed with your recipe last week. I loved leek and potato soup. And I have to say, I did go home and I made it and it was wonderful.
Awesome. Fabulous. Thank you for saying that. I'll pay you later.
No, honestly, I genuinely mean it. You can ask anyone. I did make the leek and potato soup. I like to try things and I like to make things. And I'm kind of on a wee bit of a soup thing at the moment anyway. So I really, really did enjoy that. But today you've got a really fabulous recipe and it's not for soup. It's for something that is equally as yum, if not slightly more, in my opinion anyway. It's macaroni cheese.
Aye, the reason why I'm choosing that is because, like I said, I'm lactose intolerant. I really like macaroni and cheese, so I kind of adapted it and put in things like lacto-free milk, lacto-free cheese, soya milk, soya cheese, things like that, and I adapted it for myself and my customers, and they seem to like it, so basically anything could be adapted for any dietary requirement.
Fabulous. So does that mean that you can make this with, you know, dairy products or stuff that's available for people who are lactose intolerant? It's just the same idea, just the kind of different version of the dairy product.
Yeah, whether you're lactose intolerant or celiac, I usually use like corn flour instead of actual flour or gluten-free flour, things like that, just to try it and practice it. It means my sister has to eat loads and loads of mac and cheese while I'm practicing, but...
Well, if you ever want to come down and try us out here with your macaroni cheese, we are happy to be your guinea pigs, I have to say. So hit us with this recipe then. What's the first thing we need to do?
The first thing I do is I get two pots and I kind of get everything set up. I get my gluten-free or lacto-free milk. I get everything I need prepared and ready for me, and I get my pasta as well. Like I say, I used to work for RNIB, so I measure everything by cups. So if I'm doing a portion for myself, it's usually one cup of macaroni, and I put that into a pot with boiling water, and I put that on first and let it simmer and let it kind of swell up. I can usually feel it with a spoon, so I can actually tell when it's ready. And while I do that, I put my other pot on low or medium, put in a one spoonful of butter equal to a one spoonful of corn flour. And when the butter melts, when I actually feel the butter melt and I can feel it with a whisk, when I feel that melt, then I add the corn flour and I mix it gently until it becomes like a paste. I usually keep a jug, a half a carton of milk or a carton of milk, depending on the portion, and add that periodically as I'm making the paste. And as it becomes more and more watery to the volume I want it to, then I start to add, and I could either add chopped cheese or a block of grated cheese, and I add it until it becomes the consistency I want. And when it becomes that consistency, it might take a wee bit longer than like a packet of cheese mix or something like that, but I think it does actually taste better. So that's why I'd make it from scratch myself. And plus, like I said, I'm lactose intolerant, so I like to know exactly what's in my food because I can't see what's in the packaging. So I add things in myself. When it becomes that thick consistency that I wanted, usually turn it down low, let it simmer gently, turn off the water. Now, because I can't see, I actually guide myself to the sink and pour the macaroni into a colander. And when I poured it in, I rinse it with cold water until it becomes nice and cold, and I go back and add the macaroni to the mix. And the reason why I add it to the mix is because I've tried in it before where I pour the boiling hot cheese and I end up burning myself. So like I said, I learnt from my mum. So I add the pasta to the cheese and then mix it in and actually seal it until it becomes the consistency that I want. And that is basically how I make macaroni and cheese. Now, you could add garlic if you want. You could add cracked black pepper if you want, just a wee bit. Or if you want it to be something else, if you want it to be, if you're lactose intolerant, gluten intolerant, you can add corn flour. You could add actual flour, as long as you cook the flour out. You could add different things, mushrooms, onions, whatever you'd like to add to it. You could add a wee bit more cheese, a different type of pasta, and turn it to cheesy pasta, but it's going to be the same thing, macaroni and cheese.
Oh, it sounds delicious. It really, really does. Actually, I do like it with a little bit of kind of fried off bacon through it. You know, just little bits of bacon. I do love macaroni, cheese and bacon, but you can't beat it on its own, just the original recipe. And it does sound fabulous. And actually, it's interesting you say that the reason you add the pasta to the sauce is because it's easier and you don't burn yourself as a blind individual. That makes perfect sense. But you know, that's the real Italian way of doing it. Anyway, you always add the pasta to the sauce rather than sauce to pasta.
Well, it kind of works, so it makes sense that Italians don't eat it first.
Listen, David, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and I am going to definitely go home and try this recipe. I do like to make macaroni cheese with different types of cheese sometimes. So it's like you say, you can be a little bit experimental with the type of cheese you use. I know a lot of people just like the cheddar, but I have to say, living in Switzerland for a year before I lost my sight, I love a little mixture of Gruyere and a bit of cheddar, or Gruyere and a bit of Emmental. So that's a posh macaroni cheese, though, isn't it, really?
Well, basically, it's the same thing as cheesy pasta. I usually put, like, cream cheese, or I could put different things in it, but, like I said, it's lactose-free. It's no dairy-free, so you have to be careful when you actually make it and think that I'm saying lactose-free. Oh, David tries it, that means it's all right if I'm dairy intolerant. It's not the same thing. It's a different product. So just be careful what you're putting into it.
Well, some great advice there. David Black, our blind cook, thank you so much for joining us on the programme today. I shall let you know how your recipe turns out next week.
Awesome. Thank you, sister.